Now to the situation in Ukraine. Secretary of State John Kerry says evidence is mounting that Russian-backed separatists are to blame for downing a Malaysia Airlines plane over eastern Ukraine. Here's Kerry talking on CNN about the weapons system the U.S. believes brought down that plane.
We know for certain that the separatists have a proficiency that they've gained by training from Russians as to how to use these sophisticated SA-11 systems. We know they have the system. And on Thursday of the event, we know that within hours of this event, this particular system passed through two towns right in the vicinity of the shootdown.
To talk more about this, we spoke to Julia Ioffe, a senior editor at The New Republic. Julia Ioffe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kelly.
So this week after the plane was shot down, you wrote that this would be a major game changer in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. You wrote, make no mistake, this is a really, really, really big deal. Have we seen that reaction that you were expecting, or is that still in the works?
We're definitely seeing it. This was a conflict that had faded from the front pages, and all of a sudden it had brought in people from countries all over the world. You're having people at the highest level of governments in both European countries and the U.S. speaking out forcefully against Putin in a way they haven't in months.
And Julia, the Ukrainians released what they say is an intercepted phone call after the attack. It's supposedly a rebel calling back to his, you know, sort of handler in Russia. The Ukrainians say the man talking is a man named Igor Bezler, basically admitting that his men shot down the plane. You actually met this guy, Bezler, when you were reporting in Ukraine. Can you tell me about him?
So it was totally by accident that we met him. I was there with a photographer, and we were told that if we wanted to operate in this town of Gorlovka, where Bezler was in charge at the time, that we had to go and see the kind of the city bosses inside a captured police station. All of a sudden, this guy shows up, and we realize it was Bezler, who's known as Bis, which is, you know, like the first syllable of his name. It also means demon, and he was just, you know, on one hand, he was very nice to us. He offered us tea, and then he proceeded to go into diatribe about how evil and barbaric the Ukrainian army is, how they don't bury their dead, how they strip the bodies down for valuables and just leave them in the fields, which is kind of ironic given the reports we're hearing from the crash site where rebels are being said to be pillaging the crash site and even going as far as using some of the victims' credit cards.
You've written also that Russian President Vladimir Putin does not like to be backed into a corner. It seems that he is in that corner now. What do you think his thinking is right now? How is he going to go forward?
He's probably troubleshooting. For all the praise he gets in Washington as being brilliant and outfoxing and outmaneuvering the U.S. at every step, he's not very good at thinking far ahead. He's a good tactician, but not a very good strategist. And we're seeing that here. I don't think he ever intended to shoot down an international civilian jetliner. In situations like this, when there's intense public pressure and outcry mounting against him, he tends to withdraw and not say much publicly. He doesn't like to be seen as responding to pressure. He likes to seem completely autonomous.
That's Julia Ioffe. She's a senior editor at The New Republic. Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly.